Thank you for calling Family First. This is Valeria speaking.
Hi, is this Ms. Cardone?
Yes, this is her. This is me.
Hi, Ms. Cardone. How are you? This is Jason Kohler calling.
Good morning, sir. Thank you for calling me. How are you? How may I help you today?
I was waiting on that paycheck from the time card you sent me, and I didn't receive anything.
Got it. Let me check in the system one thing. Pay stubs. Did you submit the timesheet that I requested you?
Yes, I put the timesheet in, yes. And it was accepted.
But there's no timesheets in the system. Did you open the link and fill it out all the blanks?
Yes, ma'am. I thought I did.
There's no timesheet in the system, sir. Once you fill out the timesheet at the end, when you click on submit,
I'm
it says the form has been sent successfully or something like that. So we received the timesheets in the system immediately.
You sent the link to me, and I did it off of the link.
And when was that?
Last, or the beginning of the week.
No, I'm looking for with the name, patient's name, and there's no timesheets from you.
Okay, let me look in my... let me look in my email, because I know for a fact that it was there.
Mm-hmm.
See here.
Yeah, I also sent you the link again yesterday as a reminder.
Yeah, here it is right here. Timesheet required. These are the visits you have pending verification. The 24th, the 26th, the 27th. Or 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
That is correct. And for this week on the 2nd. But there's no timesheet
okay.
In the system.
Direct care worker name, that's you, correct? Or is that me?
That's your name. You're the caregiver.
Okay, let me pull this out right now.
Okay, yep. I will stay here so I can make sure that I receive, for example, the first one for the 25th.
I should be two. Participant Medicaid ID number?
That's the HOPE Medicaid ID, but if you don't know the number, you can write 000.
Okay. 00.
Correct.
000. Service location would be at our house, correct?
Patient address, yes. 7253.
Pops. And then it says untitled shift 1.
Yeah, and then the hours from 4 to 10.
Okay, but this just has an ad, it has a date, not from. Let me see, the date would be
the 25th.
The 25th. That's from 3
from 4. Four. You're scheduled to work from 4 to 10, right?
No, 3 to 9. It's from 3 to 9.
But that's the... Let me see.
The one...
For, that's a, no. 6. Okay, put 3 to 9. Okay.
3... Not going in. It won't allow me to do it.
Then after, did you put the hours already?
It won't allow me to put the hours in.
You have to click on the little clock.
I did it. I am clicking on the little clock. There's a typewriter. It says clear and then cancel. I hit on that and then the clock comes up and I put 3 o'clock p.m. and it won't, nothing's coming up on here.
Okay.
I don't know what else is going on with it. It won't allow me to put it in.
Keep trying.
BM. Not allowing me to do it.
When you click on 3 p.m., it's not doing nothing.
No, it won't come up.
The link so far is working well. You should keep trying to fill it out.
Clear, cancel, and that's all it says. It won't allow me to do anything.
And when you put the to from, try to put on to type of service. Just see what happens.
Type? Okay, yeah. It says type. But
type of service is PAS. Click on PAS.
PAS, okay. But it says the from and the to needs to be filled out because there's a red asterisk next to them. I didn't know I had to do this for every day. but it still won't allow me to type anything in. It will not allow me to put the time, to put the
Were
time.
Were you able to put the date?
The date I was able to put in, yeah, because there's a, it keeps making me do it over and over again. Are you guys open tomorrow or?
No, we are open till today until 4 p.m.
Allow me to put this date in, the 25th, and then it says set. And it allows me to do that, but it won't allow me to put the clock in.
Got it. If you agree, you can come on Monday to help you to do it, mostly using your cell phone.
So I got a call on Monday now?
If you agree, yes, you can call me, or you can let me know if you can come on Monday to help you to fill out the pending timesheet.
Okay, so I got to come to the office to do this?
Yes, if you agree, yes.
I guess I'm going to have to because it's not allowing me to do anything else.
Okay, yes. At what time can you come on Monday?
Whatever time's convenient for you. I need to get this filled out and I need to get the other 5 days filled out.
Okay.
There's two links, one for these 4 days and one for another 5 or 6 days, something like that.
Yeah, but when you open that link and the link let you allow you to put the information, and when you scroll down, you will see the option add shift. If you click on add shift, you can write the rest of the days, you know, so you don't have to close and go back and open the link again.
Right. I understand what you're saying, but it's not allowing me.
Okay.
Should I try to do 4 to 10? To
try
see
to
if that goes
it.
Through?
Try to do
huh?
it in a minute.
Let me try right now.
Yeah, maybe I can receive in a different hour and I can fix it for you.
It will not let me put it in. It'll let me put the date in. It'll let me put DAS in. But it won't let me put the times in. You understand what I mean?
Yes. Okay. Okay. You can come to the office on Monday at 10 a.m. Is it okay for you?
Yes, because I'm going to have to get both of these done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes.
And it's got to be before 3 because I start with her at 3.
Correct. Okay, you have an appointment.
Now, once I fill these timesheets out, will I get my pay right away, or do I have to wait until Friday for it?
Friday, because we pay every Friday.
So I was supposed to, 2 weeks now, and I still have not gotten paid. This is craziness. I mean.
Yes, because you didn't submit the timesheet. So you have an appointment at the office on Monday 9. Monday, it's March 9 at 10 a.m., okay? I will send you by email the address. The information of the appointment to fill it out depending timesheets. Okay, anything else I can help?
Okay, I guess that's what I'm going to have to do it. Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Cardona. I'll see you Monday at 10 a.m.
Okay, sir, thank you to you for your trying, for
it,
your...
What is your address, ma'am? Could you send me the address, please?
Yes, I will send you the address and the time.
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Okay, sir, you're welcome. You have a good one and a good
weekend. All right, goodbye.
Bye now.